I don't really have a question. I have more of a statement, as you
By
mentioned.
By all means.
I've been lucky enough to be inspired to follow my excitement since a very young age.
Oh, what?
And I find myself...
Now, you know that's not lucky. You arranged that. You understand? You know, you choose your lives, you know, generally speaking, and sometimes very specifically. Choose your parents, choose the city, choose the circumstance. You understand?
Yes.
All right.
And so, therefore, I've chosen to be where I am at right now, which is to be a musician and a singer.
All right.
And this earth is going through a transformative stage.
Really? Hadn't noticed.
And so I would just like to hear, I find myself in a very mysterious field, music.
Mystery.
And so I would just love to hear any sort of ideas or concepts you might have about being in my position where I have an ability to affect a lot of change and growth in people through my art form.
All right. Now, do you remember what we said about the concept of impact?
I don't.
All right. You already are having all the impact you can ever possibly have just by existing. Creating your music, creating your art form will never create more impact in the world than you already have. What it will do is it will reveal to you and allow you to perceive and others to perceive the impact you're already having, just in a specific way. Does that make sense?
It does.
Does that idea itself help propel you in a different artistic direction?
Yes.
How so?
It brings me back to not looking for sort of the payoffs or whatever what I'm doing, but just to come back into myself.
Yes.
And to know myself.
Yes.
And to express that in the deepest way I know
and
how.
And that is the payoff. To know yourself as fully as you can is to recognize you already contain everything your mind wants, but doesn't know it has. Self-revelation. When you are yourself, the payoff is your reality actually already contains everything that your experientially segregated mind thinks it needs to work for to get. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yes. The idea is that you are already a complete kit. You already contain all the things your life needs to support you in all the possible ways that abundance can support you, that excitement can support you, that creativity can support you, that love can support you. You already have it all. You already contain it all. It's just that your mind, playing the separation game, doesn't recognize that. By being yourself as full as you can, what you come into the awareness of, and what the payoff is, so to speak, for being yourself in the here and now, living in the moment completely, is that you suddenly recognize that your reality already contains all the things you need. And they can start to manifest and show themselves to you because they're not out there. They're right here. They're part of you. They're just reflections of you. And when you are in the proper state to see those reflections, remember, you cannot perceive what you are not the vibration of. When you are the proper vibration that knows you already contain everything you need, then your reality can reflect that to you through the course of synchronistic manifestation. Does that make sense?
It certainly does.
Why, thank you.
Thank you.
You see, this is how our civilization exists moment to moment to moment to moment to moment to moment to moment. We plan nothing. Nothing. We are simply where we need to be, when we need to be there, interacting with whom we need to interact with at that moment perfectly. Because we trust it will always be so, it is always so.